Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Congratulations again, Tom.
Thanks, Schulze.
After struggling to find wins, how sweet is your success right now?
Well, it's nice, and you know, it's a testament to our guys right now. I mean, you know, they're playing well. I mean, we're getting goaltending. They're playing good team defense. We're creating scoring chances. So a lot of things are coming together.
I had an email to the booth last night from a fan who thought you maybe had underachieved a little bit early on in the season, and I kind of disagreed with him. I said, you know what, it's a good thing to have high expectations and want success for your team. When you've played like you have, when you've been playing well and you're not getting success, you just got to stay the course, don't you?
Well, you do, and I thought we played very well early, and that's what, you know, that's what it's too bad sometimes, because you know you're not getting the results that you want, but we did everything in our power to win games early. And, you know, again, we struggled with a little 5-on-5 offense. And, you know, our team defense obviously was lacking a little bit, but we were doing everything in our power. Our work ethic was and is very good. And, you know, I liked our special teams. They were obviously carrying us early. And, again, sometimes, again, it's a bounce here and a bounce there, and there's a fine line between winning and losing. And it's just tough sometimes. So, you know, you just have to stay the course, like you said, Schulze.
Having high expectations is good, isn't it?
Well, I think so. I mean, we always have high expectations. You go into every game thinking you're going to win, and you know, you have to have that.
Your team managed the puck very well again last night. I thought more importantly, though, you managed the rink. If you can take their players, their fans out of it early, you're going to have success in this building, won't you?
You know, who knows? I mean, talking to, you know, our volunteer coach, James LaCour, today, he made a good comment. He came from the D3 level the last couple of years, and he just said, you know what? He goes, the one thing I'm finding out, you can play darn well and lose every game. And he said, I've never seen that. He goes, at the D3 level, the team with more talent is going to win. He goes, that's not the case right here. I go, absolutely not. And he goes, you just can't make any mistakes. There's not a lot of goals being scored, and it's amazing how you can neutralize each other. And he's right on.
I thought Dylan Eichstedt had a really good game last night. Played calm and cool, and first game in this rink, that isn't always easy to do. You knew he was going to be good. Do you think he'd have this much poise this early?
Dylan's playing very well, and I think a lot of our freshmen, I thought, actually passed the test last night in this building. And no, Dylan is. He's a wily veteran. He's played a lot of junior hockey. You know, he won a championship last year with Sioux Falls, and no, I'm really happy about his play. And again, a lot of that whole defensive core, those freshmen right there, they've done an outstanding job so far, and I'm very proud of them.
Dylan and Jordan Heller both come from Bemidji High School, coached by two former Beavers. You played here and now coach. Bert Gilling coached here, kind of got under that RH system. A lot of former players are coaches right now. What is it about RH and what he started here not only prepares guys to play, but also to coach?
Well, again, I think Bob Peters, first and foremost, he was a teacher. And he was a teacher who taught a lot of fundamentals, habits, and you know, here's why you do what you do. You know, he doesn't say here's what you're doing, here's why you do it. He had the ability of explaining why you do something. It made sense. And again, that's why I think Coach was a good teacher. And I think what happens, I think you take a look at a lot of the Bemidji State alums over the years, a lot of them have went into coaching. So I just think that carries over to the next generation.
More of Tom Ceratori when we return. The Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. 2 weeks on the road, Tom, can be tough on anybody. Are you happy with how your guys have responded on and off the ice here in these last 11 or 12 days?
Absolutely. I mean, we're 3-0 on the road, and that's unheard of. And we've played very well. I thought we've had good legs, Schulze. Again, we've given up two goals in the three games. So I can't ask any more out of our guys than that. So, again, the big one is tonight, obviously, and we want to get greedy right now. We want to get it done.
When you're on the road for this much, what do you have to do as far as practice is concerned, as far as eating is concerned, sleeping is concerned, just to make sure you're able to play at a high level?
You don't practice a lot. You know, we went max an hour this week, last week. You know, I mean, we practiced, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And, you know, Thursday, again, we were on the road in Marquette. We might have went an hour. And it's the only time we practiced our special teams last week, and was on Thursday. And it was because we just wanted to make sure we had good legs. We had good short practices, but we went up and down the rink. So, I mean, I think we went 45 minutes on Monday, about 45 on Tuesday. 45-50 minutes on a Wednesday, and we went an hour on Thursday in Marquette. So I think the biggest thing is you can't have a lot of practice. The hay's in the barn, as we say a lot, and the guys just have to have legs. And it is different. 2 weeks on the road, and you know this travel schedule's not easy in the WCHA from Huntsville, Alabama, back to Bemidji, and then obviously a 13-hour bus trip to Big Rapids, Michigan. I mean, that's taxing on guys. And they're going into finals week next week. There's just a lot of things on their minds. So the biggest thing is that you just want hockey just to be quite honestly a little bit of an afterthought in practices. You don't want to put a lot of emphasis on your practices because your emphasis has to be Friday and Saturday night.
This Ferris team is different than teams we've seen in the past where they had seniors that, quite honestly, scare the daylights out of people. They kept coming at you, though, in waves last night. Is this maybe a deeper Ferris team than they've had the last couple of years?
Yeah, you know, some people say that. I don't know. I just go with the year that we're in, Schultz. Yeah, I guess that's how I think about it. I try not to think about Ferris last year or 2 years ago because we're not playing Ferris last year's Ferris team, and they're not playing Bemidji's last year's team. And, you know, they've got they, again, we talked about it last night. They have their identity. They're hard to play against. Their style of play is their style of play, and it's advantageous for them in this rink. There's no question about that, and they do come at you, and you just have to be patient when you play Ferris. And I thought we played a very patient game last night.
Wouldn't be doing your job if you wouldn't be tweaking some things that maybe you saw that they did or you weren't doing right last night. What are some of those things?
I think the one thing is our neutral zone play. We talked about it, and we saw it on film, and you know we need to back off our. You know, in our 1-2-2, we need to back off our middle guy, which is we call it our F3. He's just going to have to be between the blue line and the red line. We're going to have to back him off towards our defensemen because they, you know, they stack three forwards almost on the far blue line right there. So they do get behind us and they try to hit those seams and they try to attack those seams away from the puck. So we want to get closer to their numbers, their forward numbers, but we also want to maintain puck pursuit and puck pressure on their defensemen. So that's all we want to do is we're just going to back off one of our forwards in our 1-2-2.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.